It's bad, and it's really going to get worse. It's bad now, and it's really going to get worse, only not in the way you think I'm going to talk about. Mark this day down, mark the date down, because it's the day, pardon me, I predicted this, and my prediction is already starting to come true. Welcome to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future. I'm your host, Bob Scrivano, here on KFBK for 21 years, talking about the issues of aging. Glad to have you with us. I'll give you all my contact information, get a pencil and paper out, and I'll talk to you about all of that in a minute, but I want to get to the subject right away. Remember, I'm not an attorney, don't practice law, I don't give legal advice. If you want an attorney, find one that knows what he's talking about. I'm not a securities license, I have an insurance license. I'm a legal document assistant licensed in Sacramento County in California to prepare legal documents at your direction and request. My license number is 2004-05, recorded in Sacramento County. I've been doing this as long as anybody around, folks. I've been doing it for 35 years. I have seen everything when it comes to long-term care, nursing homes, assisted living, meanness, violation of rules and regulations on all kinds of levels. There's almost nothing I haven't seen, but what I'm seeing now is worse than it's ever been, and it's not going to get better. It used to be nursing homes cared about the people in there. The owners of nursing homes cared. Most nursing homes, when I started out, were family-owned and operated, and they cared about people, and assisted livings were family-owned and operated, and boarding cares were family-owned and operated. Now almost all of them are big corporations, that own 300 homes or wherever. Their headquarters are somewhere else, and all they do is have somebody on site who counts heads and beds and counts the money. And it is to the point now where, as we predicted some time ago, but now it's true, we actually have a nursing home that is closed in California, not very far from here, in fact. I'm not going to tell you which one, but it will never reopen. It will never take another long-term care patient. They've closed. I know another nursing home that has at least a half a dozen lawsuits against it right now over COVID. I can tell you right now that the plaintiff's bar is lining up to sue nursing homes and assisted living facilities over COVID. Many of these facilities simply will not be able to survive financially. Investors are withdrawing. They're not putting money into nursing home chains. And this is something that is happening all over the United States. I'm just more familiar with what's happening around California because I keep a pretty good handle on it. What does that mean? It means we're sacrificing old people to this disease. You know, there's a lot of talk back in Washington about them requiring that any lawsuits against nursing homes and over COVID have to be handled in federal court. I don't think that will ever see the light of day. I don't think the plaintiff's bar will ever allow that to happen. Nursing homes, more and more and more over the years, have been cash cows for lawsuits, so of assisted living, on things that I can't hardly believe sometimes what the lawsuits are over, but that's a story for another day. But what we are beginning to see now is nursing homes and assisted living facilities and boarding cares close because financially they cannot survive. As I said, one facility within 30 miles of here is closed. It will never reopen. I know another one that's on the verge of closing. I know several others that are on the verge of closing because they can't take new patients. I know a new nursing home just opened here in Sacramento that will not take Medi-Cal. It will only take private pay at $12,000 to $15,000 a month or rehab at $1,000 a day, which is about $30,000 a month, $20,000 a month. They will not take any long-term care patients. That is going to be the trend. And what that means for those of you listening is when it comes time for grandma or grandpa or mom or dad or your spouse to find a facility, there ain't going to be one. And no, I know ain't is wrong. I said it for effect. It's not going to be one. It's as simple as that. There's not going to be one. And if you want to just go do a little research, you'll find out I'm not a genius, but I pay attention to this stuff. The number of lawsuits against nursing homes has already been growing steadily over the years, and you're going to see a lot of them over COVID, over lawsuits that they can't help because they were forced to take people who got sick. I've told you before that when you look at the COVID statistics, you need to understand that somewhere between 70 and 90,000 people of the people who have died of COVID died in care homes. So you tell me who we've sacrificed and who we continue to sacrifice and who continues to be locked up and who you can't get in to see and you can't take them out and you can't get anybody in. I'm going to tell you another story. And this isn't a new story. When I talk to people around the state who do what I do and are good at it, some of them elder law attorneys who actually really know what they're doing, there aren't a lot of them around, but they're around. They're all saying the same thing. They're finding that people cannot get in nursing homes. Nursing homes are trying to dump patients illegally in some cases, in my opinion. Hospitals are trying to dump people out of hospitals into nursing homes because they don't want them. They don't want the risk. And it's not going to get better. And for those of you that have been sitting around on your you-know-whats, pretending that you're somehow and your family's going to escape this, are borderline foolish, if not foolish. You can get mad at me. You can say, I have no right to talk this way. But I can see what's going on. And it's impacting people that I am a senior. It's impacting people that I've been working with for 30 years, who used to have a place that cared and would take care of them and the state would support them. And I'm telling you right now, if the state doesn't change some laws, you're going to see nursing, and they're not going to do it. But if they don't change some laws really fast, you're going to see nursing homes closing all over the state of California and some of the smaller assisted livings. Some of the big chains may survive, but some of them are not going to survive the onslaught of lawsuits that are going to come over COVID. Now, let me tell you a story, and I got to really couch this story because I got to be careful, but I'll tell you, this is a true story, and it happened this week, not sometime in the fire. It happened this week, and I'd like to tell you that I'm going to tell you two stories. Both of them happened this week. I'll tell you the less nasty of the two. So I have a client with somebody in a nursing home. I'll try to keep this as vague as possible. Well, the client, in order to get this person on Medi-Cal, the client has some money in a bank that we need to deal with. So they go to the bank, and the bank says, no, we're not going to take your trust. We're not going to do any of that kind of stuff because we need a letter from a doctor saying your relative is incompetent. Okay. So how do you get in to do that? The first thing we would have done in simple terms is we simply would have had the loved one resign as a trustee, and that would have made one of the children the trustee of the trust, and they would have then been able to deal with the nursing home, the bank. But they couldn't, because you can't get into a building to get anybody to sign anything. So that wasn't going to happen. I told you this stuff was going to get worse. So they go to the doctor. The doctor is at a hospital chain. I'm not saying which one. But the doctor is at a hospital chain. And so they go to the doctor, and the doctor says, I won't give you a letter, because I can't get in to examine my patient. The doctor can't get in. Now stop and think about that for a minute. Do you find that amazing? The doctor can't get in. Well, I haven't seen this person in a while, so I can't give you a letter saying they can't manage their own health and financial affairs. Okay, so what's the family supposed to do? Well, the nursing home has a contract with this hospital. And so I tell my client, well, you better go back to the nursing home and tell them that they're not going to get paid because we can't get Medi-Cal because we can't deal with the money, and we can't deal with the money because the doctor won't give a letter saying that so-and-so is not capable of managing their own personal affairs. And they're not going to get paid. So if we can't do this, they can't get paid. Now, understand, what do you think should have happened all along the way? First of all, the bank and or credit union should have been helpful. But they're not helpful. Why? Because they have rules. They have rules. And we don't care that the family's in crisis. We have rules. Banks used to be much more understanding about this, but they're not anymore. So then you'd think the doctor would want to be helpful. Or the hospital would want to be helpful. No, we can't get in to examine this person. Even though they're our patient, we can't. And even though they were in the hospital first before they went to the nursing home, we can't help. Finally, it was only because the nursing home wasn't going to get paid that they were able to put pressure on the doctor and the hospital chain and get a letter so that my client could deal with their loved one's money and pay some bills and do that kind of stuff. Now, all along the chain, all the people that should have been helpful chose not to be helpful. I'd like to tell you that that's a rarity, but I'm going to tell you another story now. This is from this week too, and I'd like to tell you these are isolated, but as I talk to people around the state who are elder law attorneys or who are really good at this, they're telling me more worser stories, to coin a phrase used by my mom, they're telling me worser stories than what I'm telling you. Some of them I can't even repeat. Another client, in this case, has a spouse go into the hospital. The hospital doesn't want anything to do with the spouse. So the hospital transfers the spouse to a nursing home in which they have a contract with. So after a few days, the nursing home says they're going to throw the spouse out because she's not rehabbing. And her Medicare days are up. And so anyhow, long story short, I tell them that they can't do that, even though they're trying. And so we filed for Medi-Cal. We had to get an attorney involved because of some problems with some banks and other places that didn't want to cooperate. And we're working on it. And all of a sudden, the nursing home says, well, calls my client up and says, well, you can't leave your spouse here anymore. Why? Well, because they're too much trouble. What do you mean they're too much trouble? Well, they're acting out. They have problems. Well, is there a psychiatrist involved? No. Is there a psychologist involved? No. Is the person on any meds to help them stabilize? No. We just don't want that person here anymore. We're sending them back to the hospital. The hospital that sent them there in the first place. So the person's back in the hospital. The hospital calls my client up and says, well, your spouse has to come home. And my client says, they can't come home. I can't take care of them. Well, then we're going to send the person back to the nursing home that we just got him out of. We're going to send him back. Okay? And then after a day or two, you're gonna have to take the person back. Now listen to this. This is from the hospital, or we're gonna call Adult Protective Services. So we have a spouse who has another spouse that's being bounced between the hospital and the nursing home back and forth, and they're telling the spouse that unless they take their very ill spouse back, the well spouse takes her very ill, they're going to call Adult Protective Services and file. I can't even finish the sentence. Now, I don't know if you're outraged. I was outraged, and the attorneys I called were outraged. And I'd like to tell you these are two isolated, but they're not. We're seeing patient dumping all over the place, all over California. And unless the state legislature and somebody who cares, you know, it's great that we have COVID virus announcements every day at noon. But how is that helping the people most impacted by the coronavirus? And that is seniors and the frail elderly. It's not 30-year-olds. They're the ones out having parties infecting everybody else, but they're not the ones impacted by this. It's the frail, it's the elderly, it's those with compromised systems. Most of my friends are getting older. They're terrified, folks. And why? Because all of them, because they're older, have compromised systems. They you know, they have their heart isn't as good as it used to be, or their lungs aren't as good as you want to know. One of my good friends has kidney problems. If they ever got this disease, they'd die from it. And they've got no place to go. There's no place they can go because every place is locked. Even if they wanted to go someplace, they can't. If you're not miffed by this, if you think this is somebody's fault, it's not one person's fault. I got news for you. It's a system all over the United States that has chosen to sacrifice a certain age group of people for the sake of something else. I'm not sure what. But you can't call anybody at the state. Nobody at the state level cares about this. Nobody in government cares about this. Nobody cares that hospitals are bouncing people around and nursing homes are trying to illegally and unethically dump patients because they don't want them because they're terrified of the lawsuits. I get exercised about a lot of things because I've seen so much injustice when it comes to the way elders are treated in care homes, and they just become dollar signs to the owners. And with more and more corporate owners now, that's all they are dollar signs. It's called heads in beds. Do we have a head in a bed paying money? Not do we have a family in distress, a family in crisis, and then I see cases, case after case after case of people who went and got, I saw somebody today, I'm not making this up, today, the day I'm recording this show, which is on a Thursday before you hear it, somebody came in and had a power of attorney that they did online. They saved a dollar and they did it online. They couldn't remember with who. And the power of attorney said, this power of attorney is effective today. However, if Mildred becomes incompetent, then this power of attorney is void. I read that to them and they about fell over because they thought they had a good thing. It had been recommended to them by someone else who had it. So I wonder how many other people have it. It's not enough that you have documents. It's that you have documents that say the right thing, folks. It's not having them. It's like saying, I have an oil filter. Well, if your oil filter goes out on a Ford, do you try to put an oil filter on it that fits a Chevy? No. Why? Because it won't work. Do you think what works when we're 40 years old with two kids going to college is the same as what works when we're 85 years old and going to a home? Do you think that's the same? Do you think that's the same for your parents? We are. It's bad, and it's going to get worse. And I'm not talking about the number of COVID patients that are going up. I'm talking about that's still less than 1% of the population. 2% of the population. I'm talking about the impact this has had on one cohort of the population called seniors and the frail elderly. And they're being used and abused, and it's happening every day. And we've already started to see nursing homes close, and you're going to see more of them. And we've already started to see I know an assisted living just got built. It's empty because they can't take anybody. It's empty. What do you think's going to happen to the people that built that when they have no money coming in? I don't know. You tell me. You tell me. I don't have an answer for you. Well, I do have an answer for you, but you won't like the answer because I've been given the answer for 20 years here, and for most of the time, people don't listen. And that is, get off your rear ends and do something about it. Stop sitting around hiding and hoping that it's all going to go away. This is going to be with us for a while, and it's going to continue to adversely affect people of a certain age. And no one in the state legislature, no one in Congress, nobody cares about this. They're really not. Otherwise, you wouldn't have seen 70,000 to 90,000 seniors die in care homes of COVID. Who ask me? Ask every newspaper article you read. Who's everybody concerned about? 30 and 40 year olds. I'm concerned about them too. But in my world, I'm concerned about the frail elderly who are getting hammered with this, and then are being denied places to stay and being bounced around like they're expendable. If you haven't taken care of this, if you haven't paid attention to this, if you haven't made sure you have a plan and you have the right stuff in place and you've thought this through and you understand the reality of what's out there for mom and dad now, you're just acting foolishly. I don't have another way to put it. 800-999-8007. Your choice. You can believe me or not believe me, but I'm more as current on this as anybody I know. And then I talk to people all the time who are current and who do this day in and day out. And we're seeing this happen all over California and the United States. 800-999-8007. What's your family's plan? You know, everybody's got a fire plan when you're young and you got kids. Everybody has a fire plan, don't you, for how to get out of the house. Well, what's your fire plan here? How are you going to get out of this? Because it's here and it's going to be with us for a while. Go to my website, assetsandaging.com. Assets, ASSETSANDAGING, assetsandaging.com. assetsandaging.com. Sign up for a webinar. Come to see me. My office is open. We'll do social distancing. We'll do all that stuff. We'll do Zoom meetings. We'll do teleconferences, telephone conference calling. We'll do whatever we have to do to make sure you have some idea of what's coming for your mom and dad, or for you, or your grandma and grandpa, because I'm telling you folks, it's bad and it's going to get worse. You don't have to believe me. All you have to do is look around. You're not going to find it in the paper. You're not, with the exception of the Wall Street Journal, you're not going to read about it anywhere because nobody cares about that. Everybody's talking about millennials and people closing bars. Well, my clients aren't going to bars. They're dying in nursing homes and in hospitals, and they can't find a place to go get long-term care. 800-999-8007. Watch my Facebook Live videos. I just did one today on this very subject. Go to facebook.com/assetsandaging. Go to my website, assetsandaging.com. Get information. Get to a webinar. Call me up. We'll set up a teleconference. We'll set up a phone call. We'll set up a meeting. But if you don't do this, then, you know, you can deal with the consequence. The consequences are real. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. I've told you two stories today. I could tell you 50. It's real, and it's happening, and it's happening to somebody you know. You have a choice. Live in oblivion and just hope somehow it all goes away, or make a difference for your family. Make sure you have the right stuff in place. Make sure you have a plan in place. Make sure you've had a discussion about this, or you're going to find yourself in the middle of a crisis and you can't find any place that will take mom or dad. Caregivers won't even come to the home now to take care of mom and dad. 800-999-8007 if you want answers. 800-999-8007, assetsandaging.com. Go to my website. Check out my next webinar. They're every other Tuesday. 800-999-8007. I'm sorry to be harsh, folks, but this is real. And everything I've talked about is real, and it's happening to families just like yours. Make sure it doesn't happen to your family. Call me today, and together we'll make sure together that your family is going to be okay. Thanks so much for joining me here on Assets and Aging. I look forward to hearing from you soon or seeing you in an upcoming webinar. Thanks so much, and have a great day.